Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Hey everyone, it's Guy Raz here, host of the TED Radio Hour on NPR. And for the past few months, I've been working on a new project where I've been meeting some of the most amazing entrepreneurs in the world.
I'm Sarah Blakely, the founder and owner of Spanx.
As in Spanx, the undergarment.
My product was all about the rear end, and so the word Spanx was kind of naughty and kind of funny and a little bit risky.
But back in the 1990s, when Sarah Blakely came up with the idea, she was not joking around.
I was basically coming in and disrupting an entire industry who had been looking at something in one way. They were making hosiery to be seen on the leg. And I knocked on their door and said, guys, it's actually going to be hidden under clothes. It's a new type of undergarment.
And that very moment, seeing an opportunity and banging on someone's door, that's the starting point for all the stories in our new show. It's called How I Built This, and it's about how some of the most iconic companies and brands were built, usually with lots of struggle and failure before finally making it. We'll hear from the innovators and entrepreneurs behind Instagram, Vice, Patagonia, Clif Bar, Sam Adams Beer, and of course Spanx, and many, many more. And by the way, most of these people had pretty humble beginnings.
I sold fax machines door to door for about 7 years.
Like Sarah Blakely.
And I know this sounds crazy, but I've kept feeling like I'm in the wrong movie. You know, like, where's the director? Where's the producer? This is not my movie.
We'll hear the ups and the downs and the drama.
I had put everything into this. This is my life, and these are our employees, and this is my family, and it's named after my dad. And I'm shaking right now just thinking of it.
Stories about perseverance.
I used to measure success by one or two memberships a day. Like, if I sold two memberships in a day, it was a banner day.
Stories about bootstrapping.
We did all our business from payphones. You know, I knew where all the good payphones were, the ones that were warm in the winter, the ones where you actually had a little shelf where you could put stuff.
And financial meltdown.
So we went to his house, and we're like, what's going on? And he said, it's over. The money's gone. I'm done.
But on this new show, probably the one thing you'll hear more than anything else.
I saw that. I knew it. I could feel it.
Unshakable optimism and the sheer joy of creating something.
I was like, oh my God, like we did it. Like someone in the world is using this thing out in the wild. That feeling is like way more rewarding than any amount of money in the world.
So if you've ever built something from nothing, something big or small or something you really care about, or even if you just dream about doing it, check out our new podcast, How I Built This, from NPR. The first episode comes out on September 12th, and you can subscribe right now.